Now, a story about another kind of veto power in China. China's neighbor, Myanmar, remains in political crisis. Authorities there continued arrests of citizens suspected of involvement in pro-democracy protests. The crackdown has prompted calls for China to intervene because China supports Myanmar's military government. As with Sudan and North Korea, China once again finds itself under pressure to use its growing diplomatic influence, and links are being made between these issues and next year's Olympic Games in Beijing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Beijing to discuss China's increasing international diplomatic role. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
Anthony, how has China reacted to this new international attention, especially regarding the situation in Myanmar?
China has reacted in a very low-key diplomatic way, but I think there's one statement that stands out very clearly, and that was on September 13th, when China's state counselor Tang Jiaxuan spoke to the visiting Myanmar leader Tan Shui, and he called for a democratic process in Myanmar that is appropriate for Myanmar. And it's really not very often that China tells another country to democratize. The other thing it's done that's very important is that it brokered a meeting between the U.S. and Myanmar back in June. And not many details have come out of that meeting, but it's believed that the U.S. Pushed for Myanmar to free Aung San Suu Kyi. So the hope is that China will respond in the way it did to pressure over the Sudan issue, where it worked hard to get the Sudanese government to accept United Nations and African Union peacekeeping forces.
These are big steps for China, but certainly for the Bush administration, they're going to want them to go further. Is it realistic to expect that they might lean on the military junta in Myanmar?
China does not want to lead in sort of in any sort of international intervention, but they may follow. China has a saying, which is something to the effect that the hunter shoots the lead bird. It's not too realistic to expect them to go for sanctions or other sort of harsh measures like that. It also is not going to come out and support freedom and democracy publicly. It can't do that. And it doesn't like the use of pressure tactics and sanctions. And so, for example, in the case of North Korea, where it has exerted pressure by, for example, quietly turning off the oil supply for a while, it's all been with a veil of deniability. The bottom line is that China has its own strategic interests, and it does not see Myanmar as developing into a regional problem that affects other countries' stability yet.
China has relations with the junta in Myanmar. Relations in Sudan, and that brings them into the Darfur equation, relations with North Korea. Is there any sense that they are reassessing those relationships?
Absolutely. It is thinking very hard about its relationships with dictatorships, and it's very clear that they're becoming less ideological. They see their relations increasingly with countries and not just governments. There are Myanmar opposition leaders on the border with China, and they are believed to be in contact with them, and they're just not putting all their eggs in one basket. They realize that the government may go, but the country will still be there.
And quickly, let's bring up the Olympic Games, which has a role in all of this.
Yes, the Olympics is an unparalleled occasion and opportunity for China to present itself in its best light. And it does not want these issues like Myanmar and Sudan and North Korea to mess up the party. And so it will use its diplomatic clout to fend off criticism and pressure in this regard. That does not necessarily mean bold diplomatic moves to censure these governments, but it will do what it can to deflect criticism.
Thank you very much. NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.